Well, across the country right now, there's a bad storm front moving in. Even as we speak tonight, here on the last year of 2011, on my last regularly scheduled Saturday night show on Coast to Coast, this is Ian Punnett. So if you're going to be reaching for a phone to give us your predictions for 2012 coming up, make sure you pull off the road and do it safely. Don't want to end the year on a tragedy, or, if it's already crossed over into 2012 where you are, Happy New Year. And make sure that you're part of the show tonight. We'll keep the lines open all night long. We're taking predictions. What we'd like, of course, is for you to give it some thought, or if you've been feeling compelled to make a prediction, you've been bottling it inside of you. Now's your chance to talk about something which you think is going to be happening in 2012, to lock it in. Last night, we did part one of the annual prediction show on Coast to Coast. And if anything like that happens again tonight, I predict it'll be a very entertaining and fast-paced program with lots of people and lots of different, well, I hope more than just opinions, but some real inspiration of what's on the way. Also, I'll take a look back at some other people's predictions for 2011. What came true and what didn't, and we'll all get started next on Coast to Coast. This is Ian Punnett. So a couple of times in the year 2011, there were predictions in play for the end of the world. That obviously didn't happen. There were several people this time last year who were Campanites. I don't know what we call them. Harold Camping followers, unhappy campers. I don't know, whatever you call them, and they were calling in, making their predictions about the end of the world in May, and then again in October. We were predicting, of course, that we'd be having a good year on Coast to Coast, and it wouldn't end early, and it didn't. And Harold Camping, which, as we predicted, would have to take a second look at his formula and or his inspiration for making his prediction. So there have been a few failed predictions that we know about already, but what about 2012? It's a white canvas. It's a clean slate. And now this is your chance, if you grab one of the lines, to give us your predictions for next year on Coast to Coast, or is it now this year, depending on where you are? I just watched the ball drop here in the upper Midwest, so we're on Central Time, and I saw the replay of what happened an hour or so ago in Times Square, and that was fun. And we'll actually play some songs back from 2011 too, like we did last night. My wife brought in, let's see, this is a non-alcoholic pomegranate sparkling juice, which we will pop about 4 hours from now, as it'll ring in my last regularly scheduled Saturday night on Coast to Coast. After that, it's going to be John B. Wells all from now on Saturday nights on Coast to Coast. And then she also brought in a tart, which was nice. I think her name is Bambi. No, it I it's a fruit tart. It's kind of a tradition in our house on New Year's Eve. Let's go ahead and grab the calls. We'll start with the wild card lines on Coast to Coast for the annual prediction show part deux. Let's go to Charles in West Tennessee on Coast to Coast. Charles?
Hey, Ian, it's so good to talk to you.
And to you. So looking ahead at 2012, what do you see on the way?
Well, unfortunately, I believe that in 2012, we will see the rise of a leader, an Arab leader in the Middle East, possibly in Egypt, who will take advantage of all of the turmoil and unrest that's going on there. He will unite the Islamic radicals across national borders, and together they will pose a very genuine threat to the existence of the nation of Israel, and even constitute an economic and political threat to all of Europe.
There's logic to that. And so what do you think will be the consequence of that?
Well, ultimately, I believe we'll see a strong man rise in Europe, probably in Macedonia, who will counter this Islamic leader and will go on to fulfill some serious Bible prophecy.
Okay. Like what?
I believe that this future leader in Europe will ultimately believe become the man that the Bible calls the Antichrist.
Okay. In 2012.
I'm not sure that it'll happen that quickly. I'm just predicting that the Islamic leader that kicks this whole sequence of events off will arise in 2012.
Remembering the Bible prophecy is that the Antichrist would not come from outside of the faith, right? I mean, the originally would come up from inside of Jerusalem, so it would have been in the Judeo-Christian model.
Yeah. Now, I'm not predicting that this Islamic leader will be the Antichrist.
Oh, I see. Just bring him up.
He will be the Islamic leader against whom the Antichrist will arise.
Okay.
And will do battle.
Okay.
He will be the Islamic leader will be, in Daniel's words, the king of the south, and then the king of the north will arise out of Macedonia to become the Antichrist.
All right. There we go. Thank you, Charles. Kind of mixing a little bit of Daniel and Revelation into each other. Let me go to James in Ontario on Coast to Coast with a look ahead at 2012. And James, what's your prediction?
Hi, Ian. It's an honor to talk to you. I'm a huge fan of Coast to Coast.
And, glad to have you.
My prediction, personally, I just think it's going to be just like Y2K, to be honest.
Just like Y2K, meaning it'll totally fizzle and...
Yeah, most likely, because the world didn't end this year, and it's just the way that I think, but you never know. It's a year, anything can happen.
Yeah, that's true, and that's but I think the smart money is on the idea that that the Mayan calendar thing will be reconsidered right around December 22nd. Bob is in Orlando, Florida, on Coast to Coast. Bob?
Hey, how you doing, Ian?
Good. What's your prediction for 2012?
Prediction is a mid-sized single-engine Cessna aircraft will crash into the Stonewall Jackson Middle School sometime between now and end of August.
Huh. Okay.
I saw it in a dream. I couldn't believe it. But I told my roommate about it just so everyone knows it's out there. It's coming. Don't ask me why I saw it. It just happened. It's just one of those things.
Oh, and so we're talking about loss of life, right, Ben?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I mean, that's a tragic, sounds like a tragic kind of amount of loss of life, too.
Yeah, it's a school. It's great kids.
Yeah. Okay. And so the kids will be in session. It won't just be the building.
Yeah, well, the kids will probably be in session. I mean, like sometime between now and beginning of August, and then August is summertime, so the summer school will be in play. But
well, that's why I was asking. So, I mean, if it was empty, then, you know, okay, fine.
It would definitely be okay, yeah. But you're
saying you're anticipating something tragic out of that.
Yeah, it was sometime about midday, 3 o'clock in the afternoon is when I expect it's going to happen, is the way it looked.
Okay.
It was really a weird dream.
All right.
I'm a dream psychic by nature, and it's just one of those things that pops up, and when they do that, they normally come true.
Okay. Well, let's hope you're wrong on this one, right?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, by the way, silver got to $47 an ounce. And if you add the $7 premium that they normally charge, if you wanted to go out and buy scrap silver or ingots of silver, there's a $7 premium. So you're actually looking at about $54 an ounce. That's at its peak so far last year.
Okay. Well, I looked at a different sheet and they didn't say that, but fair enough. Because one of the predictions last night was that silver would hit between 50 and 60. So I guess if you have to add in that extra bit, then it made it there. Let's go to Barry in Canada on a wild card line on Coast to Coast. Barry?
Hey, good evening, Ian. Nice to speak to you again.
And to you. And what's your prediction for 2012?
Well, I told you last year about the North Korean government tanking. I was pretty close on that. This year, I'm predicting that Britain's going to pull out of the EU, or at least try to pull out of the EU.
Okay. Help me, what'd you say your prediction was last year that was close, you said?
The North Korean government was going to tank.
Oh, yeah, but it didn't do that.
I deserve credit for being close.
Well, tell me why you say that, because it either did tank or it didn't tank. So what would be the close part?
Well, Kim Jong-il's gone, and his son's taken over, and I don't know about his son's competence. He's in his 20s. Is that old enough to lead a country?
No, I agree that he's incompetent. Had the prediction been Kim Jong-il was going to die, and somebody predicted Kim Jong-il's death in 2011. That was one of our hits from last night when we were reading through the predictions And then that his son would be a successor, and that was true. But it, you know, it looks, you know, oddly, sadly, like North Korea is it's stable for now. But it will be an interesting prediction in 2012, which is why I'm challenging you a little bit, because I think your prediction that North Korea could be in trouble in 2012, that's looking more like it. That North Korea, with the son in power, once we get into a little bit into his regime, I wonder whether there couldn't be other forces in North Korea that could try to take him out because he's too young, give him a little bit of rope, little incompetent, make a move some point when he makes a bad decision and send in the military or some other kind of instability. And then that might turn into a very different time for North Korea. So we'll track that. And, you know, if you did make a prediction from last year, I've got the list here, too. I went over most of them, I think, last night on Coast to Coast. And let me get to who's on the first-time caller line. For some reason, it's not showing up on my screen. Nathan? Okay, that's Chris in Pittsburgh on Coast to Coast. Chris?
Hi, Ian. My prediction is that in 2012, King Midas will be revealed as the Antichrist.
I'm sorry, King Midas will what?
Be revealed as the Antichrist.
Who will King Midas be revealed to be?
The Antichrist.
But who was he? Who is he that is? So you're talking about an ancient King Midas, or you're talking about a modern King Midas?
King Midas, who turned people into gold. He was given, I'm under threat from dark forces by revealing this information. But he was given the ability to turn people into gold. That's why the earth is a hub for all alien activity. King Midas has been transmuted by the devil into palladium. And the Nephilim were transmuted into platinum. And people were transmuted into gold. And animals were transmuted into silver. And the earth's the hub for alien activity, because that's the only place in the entire universe where these four elements are found. And the aliens come here and take all this material back to their homeland, and the devil will unleash it back, all the Palladians, to King Midas, and the humans will turn it back from the gold. And they will be the enforcers, and the Antichrist himself will be King Midas.
And you think King Midas will then still be here on the planet then to take over?
Oh, yes. He'll be omnipresent, kind of a mimic of God.
Where is King Midas as we speak?
He's in the Palladium. All the Palladium on Earth is King Midas, and it's been spread throughout the universe.
I'm wearing a Palladium ring as we speak.
That's up to you if you want to keep it, but I'd get rid of it. I'd get rid of your gold, silver, platinum, Palladium. I'd store up on food and water. Excuse me.
On what? I'm sorry?
On food and water. That's the only safe bet you have until the second coming of Christ. The only safe bet you have is to stew up on food and water. Get rid of your gold, because they're going to turn back into humans who are going to be your overseers.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. I've never heard a prediction like that before. This is my Palladium anniversary ring. And so I don't want to get rid of it yet, because it's my 25th anniversary ring.
Well, I hope you enjoy wearing it. I just hope that King Midas is nice to you when he turns back.
Okay. Thank you. I do, too. Let's go east of the Rockies. And again, Nathan, for some reason, the name isn't showing up on my screen. So who's is that Frank in Providence, Rhode Island, that I'm talking to right now?
It sure is. Happy New Year, Ian.
Happy New Year to you. What's your prediction?
Okay. I've had this gut feeling for the past couple of months, and I believe it's due to happen in 2012. August 10th at 10:20 a.m., relations will seriously deteriorate and break down to nothing between China and the U.S. Something bad is going to happen between these two countries. I don't know what it is, but it's going to start to go downhill. And sometime in mid-November, we're going to be at war with China, and it's going to kick off the start of World War III.
And it's coming in August, and you don't anticipate a catalyst out of that. You're just saying it's going to happen.
Yeah, and sometime in November of 2012, we're going to be at war with China. It's going to kick off World War III.
Okay.
It's just a bad gut feeling I've had for a while now, and it's one of those things I've been kicking it around, and
yeah.
I've been nervous about talking about it. I've mentioned it to a few people, and they think I'm crazy, but I really think that it's going to happen.
Okay, well, that if it's a bad thing, it sounds like a war thing, if you're saying it's leading to World War III, so definitely worth keeping an eye on. Bob is in Maui, west of the Rockies, on Coast to Coast. Bob, is your prediction for more fabulous weather and good times in Hawaii?
You betcha, Ian. Hey,
I bet it is.
I miss you, man. You come on once a month now, huh?
Yep, I'll be coming up on second Sunday of the month.
Well, I've been a Coast listener since 95, so I've listened to the station a long time.
Yes, glad to have you.
This is an upgrade on last year, okay?
And okay.
Let me tell you why it's important this year, what the big difference is.
Okay.
Last year I thought Obama was in a lot of trouble. Hillary would probably become vice president and he would have to step down.
Oh, I remember this, yes.
I think she will become vice president. Joe Biden will step down so she can be. So that he can pull in more of the women's vote. He's going to need that. He's losing a lot of the young people's vote this year. Or, I mean, well, yeah, 2012, okay? Even if he wins the election, okay, and something goes wrong and he has to step down, now she can become president because the vice president would become the president. And believe me, 2012 is going to be a ride, even if he becomes the president. He may be forced to step down just because things are going to be so bad.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting. I mean, thank you. I know there were many predictions we read last night on Coast to Coast that were made a year ago tonight saying that Hillary Clinton would join the ticket. That doesn't appear to be what's happening here. And her message has been that she's going to drop out altogether being Secretary of State at some point in the future, that she's had her run and she's kind of done. But I don't know that. And, that's what kind of the interesting thing about politics and the ever roiling sea of it all. Let me go back to the wild card lines in just a second. But before we do, let me grab Skype line. Lance is in New Jersey on Coast to Coast for the annual prediction show. Lance?
Hey, Happy New Year to you and yours, buddy.
Thank you, and you too. And it's already New Year's there. So how's 2012 looking from where you sit?
It's cruising.
What's going to happen?
Well, believe it or not, you were just talking about palladium and the periodic table, and I believe that the scientists are going to somehow or another create a new element off the chemical periodic table this year, and this new element is going to help not only solve, I think, a problem with the social networking, and it's going to accelerate computers to the point on Steve Jobs' last envision. So I think that's where it's going to go. And also, just off the cuff, hearing the last gentleman there, I believe that the weather is going to be very temperate along the East Coast, and we're going to have a mild winter.
How about that? Well, we're off to a mild start, that's for sure, although we got a little bit of a storm across some highways tonight and a lot of winds coming in, too, at least in about a six-state area. So I hope the people who are out on New Year's Eve, be careful. Look out for people who have been drinking and driving. And no matter where you are, if you have been imbibing tonight, always better to let somebody else make the call on whether or not you should be behind the wheel. Looked ahead here at gold prices, since it already came up about silver for 2011. And this comes from Forbes. So, this is a very reputable sort of middle of the road prediction. They're saying precious metals could continue to see gains next week following rallies here this week. But market watchers said the viability of any gains beyond next week is doubtful. That's their prediction. Prices fell on the week but rose on Friday. And the most active February gold contract on the COMEX division settled at $1,566.80 an ounce. March silver settled at $27 an ounce, down 4% from last week. But even with the weak fourth quarter, gold prices still ended the year up about 10%. That's the 11th straight year of gains for gold. Silver prices ended the year down about 11%. Markets will be closed on Monday, but keep that in mind as you're looking ahead for your financial 2012. Maybe That's too conservative an estimation. What are your predictions on anything? We'll get to that coming up. We'll give you all the numbers you need, and we'll clear out a line for you coming up after the bottom of the hour. And remember, again, about a week from tonight, John B. Wells takes over on Coast to Coast for the weekly show. I'll have some final thoughts at the very end of the program. I'm saving my new year to just 5 minutes to go before the end of this show, and I'll be telling you more about that then. And thank you, everybody, too, for your kind thoughts at Deacon Punnett, the Twitter account, Deacon Punnett. Love to keep in touch with you there from now on. From Coast to Coast, this is Ian Punnett. There's a few fireworks going off right now across the country, on the East Coast and in the Midwest. I was hearing some fireworks out the window. Did it show up on the air? I have my windows open here because it's like still very warmish. It was a big year for Katy Perry, singer for 2011. Disappointed to hear that she was breaking up with Russell Brand, very funny actor, funny stand-up guy. Yeah, that wasn't good. And then, of course, you know, we were all surprised to learn that the marriage between Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries only lasted 72 days. What? Really? Thank God that Sinead O'Connor is still married to that sex partner that she met over the internet. No, that didn't work out. Oh, well, yeah, sorry. Guess there's no hope for anybody. There was a story I was watching. I went to a movie today, saw the movie The Artist, which is a silent movie about silent movies. And it's very well done. It's intriguing. It in the style of silent movies, tells the story of a silent movie star who's reluctant to, he's too proud to get into talkies. And so that was interesting, is that he was a big star, and then he was just he misplayed his hand going into the era of talking films, and that's what the story's about. And it's really good. It's amazing for a movie that's just, you know, images and music as opposed to dialogue. It really worked, and it's one of those things where you're sitting in a movie theater where they're watching the trailers and you're hearing a song for one of the movies that are coming up, and you go, God, I sort of recognize that voice. We were watching, I think the movie is called Albert Nobb. And it's a new movie coming up with from Glenn Close. And it's, Albert Nobbs. That's what it is. And Glenn Close is passing as a man in order to work and survive in 19th century Ireland. That's the premise. And there's a song that's going along with it. And it's like, well, that's a kind of a cool tune. And that turns out to be Sinead O'Connor, a new song by Sinead O'Connor. So even though she's had all these, you know, sort of Olympic weirdness in the news lately, back in kind of the mainstream a little bit, it's a terrific song for this new movie coming up with Glenn Close. Don't know if the movie's going to be any good, but I can attest the song was catchy. Anyway, so back to your predictions for 2012. What do you think is going to happen? And I'm looking back on some of the bigger predictions from some of the well-known talking heads in both in England and in the United States as to what was going to be happening in the United States in 2011. And I'll tell you about those coming up, as well as getting to your predictions next on Coast to Coast. This is Ian Punnett. It was interesting to look at some of the predictions for 2011 outside of Coast to Coast, and some very well-known international journalists and anchors and news commentators from around the world were all predicting that Sarah Palin was going to be in the race, not just talking about it, but being in the race for the nomination in 2011 for the Republican nomination, that she would be filed, that she would be a regular candidate. Tons of people saw that coming, and it didn't. I mean, she flirted with it. She, you know, had a pack. She took some money, drove around the country in a nice summer bus tour with the kids and stuff, but never got into the race. Maybe that could still happen, though, in 2012. What's your prediction? Let's go to Roy in Marion, North Carolina, on Coast to Coast. Roy?
Ian, we're going to miss your kind voice and quick banter a few times a month, buddy.
Well, thank you. You're nice to say that, and I know you're going to enjoy John B. Wells coming up next week.
Well, I don't think he's as young as you.
He actually may be younger. Oh. I only sound young.
Oh.
I'm a geezer, but thank you. It's kind of funny. I don't know how old he is. I've never met the man, so that's a good question.
Oh.
I know this. This is what I know. His voice is not actually as low as it sounds. It only sounds low by comparison to mine. So I think it'll be interesting to hear on a week-to-week basis. It sounds higher. Anyway, so Roy, tell me, what's your prediction for 2012?
Okay, I believe JFK assassination research has reached a sort of critical mass. New books coming out, and a lot of the old researchers are saying we know all we need to know. And also, Robert Caro, biographer of LBJ, is coming out with his fourth volume of this just incredibly exhaustive research, started in the early 80s, like 3 years. And I believe he and or the mainstream media are going to kind of be forced to admit that LBJ was an instrumental in the murder of his predecessor.
And sure, so there's so many signs to that. I mean, it's so easy to document this weird connection that he had behind the scenes to some of the people involved. And I'm with you. I hope that something like that happens. I truly believe that there's you know, all of our hidden history is in shoeboxes all over the country, and somebody will pass on and. Somebody will, you know, one of their kids will open up the shoebox and go, "Oh my God, this has been in Dad's closet all along," and suddenly we're going to know.
Yeah, well, we know more than we need to know now, and I believe this will be a very good thing. It could set off major reform or reorganization of government, tax code, about loopholes and
right,
like favor workers and work. You know, kind of a from-the-bottom-up philosophy. And I believe this could unleash a golden age of prosperity. Then again, I thought this past November was going to be the year because of all the new great books that came out about it. But
Well, cross your fingers and someone's going to get it. And I'm with you in appreciating work that's highly footnoted, so that you can do your own research too. You can track it and go, okay, it's not just he's not quoting from somebody who's quoting from somebody. You actually have the source material. Cornelius is in Louisiana on Coast to Coast with his prediction for 2012. Cornelius?
Hey, Ian, this is the second time I've talked to you. I want to wish you a happy and blessed new year and look forward to listening to you on Sundays now.
Thank you. And so thank you, and to you too. Now tell me about 2012 as you see it.
Well, I was telling Gina, your call screener, I think LSU is going to beat Alabama and be the BCS champs in the show. That's my prediction.
I'm hoping for you.
All right. Thank you, Ian. God
okay.
Bless.
Thank you, too. You know, last night somebody was predicting a major tsunami for the Gulf Coast, and that would be devastating for Louisiana. And for, you know, Alabama down on, you know, past Christian, Mississippi, everything down along that, just be amazing. But she said that there would be some sort of seismic activity in the Gulf that would result in a tsunami hitting the southern part of the U.S. And boy, I hope she's wrong, too, because I know that's those are low-lying areas down there already, in the case of New Orleans, below sea level. Duke is in Cincinnati on Coast to Coast for a prediction for 2012. Duke?
Morning, Ian. How are you?
Good. Are you going to predict that Cincinnati's going to beat Vanderbilt today in the...
No, that would be too easy at this point.
Yeah, at this point. Yeah.
Hey, Ian, you know, this is... first of all, let me say I'm really going to miss you, man. Enjoyed you, and I'm really going to miss you. But, you know, this is one of these predictions you really hope you're wrong. But I'm telling you, I have a really, really bad feeling about a terrorist attack, a Mumbai-style terrorist attack on a resort in the Caribbean this year.
Why the Caribbean? Tell me about the connection you see there.
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One, if you've ever been to any of the resorts in the Caribbean, they're full of you know, Westerners, mostly Americans.
Right. True.
A lot of things that are that, you know, that Muslim terrorists would find reprehensible. A lot of alcohol and you know, shenanigans going on, And secondly, having been down there and spent some time down there, both in on pleasure and on business, the police, the military forces down there are woefully inadequate. And, you know, they basically have zero, most of these nations have zero naval forces, zero capability to do any kind of hostage rescue. If you read what happened in Mumbai, you know, the Indians are actually quite good at these kind of things, and even they took, 8, 10, 12 hours to get in there and get these guys out of there. I have a really bad feeling about this, to the point where we have canceled our plans to go down there for the summer.
Well, you make a really good point in terms of if you're going to do a terrorist attack, you go to the weakest part of the shield.
That's what terror is.
Yeah, and so a Mumbai style attack might be easy enough to pull off without the kind of street intelligence to see that coming, and they even had some of that in India and still couldn't make it work. So in terms of protecting those people, so interesting thought. Hope you agree. Thank you. I hope you're wrong, but that'll be one to watch in 2012. Kyle is in Omaha, Nebraska, on Coast to Coast. Kyle?
Hey, Ian.
Hey. What's your prediction?
Well, I got a feeling this is the year that the identity of Jack the Ripper is going to be revealed.
Huh.
And I can't get into I can't point fingers as why, but if I get definitive proof, then I guess I'd be a guest later on in the show.
We had a brief visit from somebody who had discovered some evidence that a relative of theirs was Jack the Ripper, and we had that on the air on Coast to Coast, but that hasn't been proven or disproven or accepted or not, but it's interesting. I do think one of these years, some of these great murder mysteries of all time will be solved. So that's always a good prediction for 2012 with me. Let's go to Joe in Victorville, California. Now, Joe, did you make a prediction last year? Do I remember seeing you on the list for predictions last year?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what was your prediction from last year?
My prediction last year was that Israel was going to attack Iran, and that the blood-sucking oil companies were going to raise the barrel. But the intention was there to go up to $200 a barrel, except the fact that the OPEC came out and said that it's the speculators that are causing the prices of oil to go
right
to gasoline at the
price. That's right. You said the U.S. and Israel would work together to knock out all of Iran's sites for 2011, and that it would hit $200 a barrel. I don't know what we finally, was it $120 a barrel or something? Was that the highest we got in 2011? Do you remember?
No. I think it's 104. That's about
okay.
A couple
fair
of
enough
months ago. And but they've been trying to, because I have been following this, and I have some friends that understand how this thing works and how the stock market, they need some kind of a leading, factor to raise the prices and blah, 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 as you all know.
That's fair enough. Well, let me just say, I think we read that prediction last night. Nathan, back in the studio, but we did give Joe a hit for blood-sucking oil companies. So, yeah, that was the only thing we agreed on, with that you got it right on blood-sucking oil companies, even if the prediction was wrong. So what's your prediction for 2012?
Well, I have a couple of predictions for 2012, Ian, and first of all, I'm sorry to say that you're leaving because of the ear thing, and that's really I hope you cure that and you come back and you bomb Jambi Wells.
Oh no, I'm not doing no. I'm not pulling a Jay Leno. I'm out. I mean, I fully recognize. I gave up my seat at the poker table. I'm not gonna kibitz behind him. But I will tell you this. I look for good success with 2012 on the tinnitus, and hopefully that will get better. But what's your prediction?
Okay, I have two quick ones. One is that O.J. Simpson will confess to those murders. And, yes,
again.
He will come because he wants to get out of jail. He's been there too long, and I think his conscience will finally, bring it up to him. And then the second one is a more humorous one, but at the Mayan calendar on December 21st, 2012, would be replaced by the swimsuit calendar.
How about the Mayan swimsuit calendar? Now, we haven't even thought about that. Now, that we got to give them the possibility that they'll do the Mayan swimsuit calendar starting in December. Yeah, the O.J. Simpson thing, a couple of times, of course, he said, I did it. And then he said, just kidding. Or he put some sort of asterisk at the end of that. And gosh, you know, what a weird world we live in. If somebody could confess to a murder and get out of prison, but it could happen. You know, I'll confess, I will tell you everything, but you got to commute my sentence or whatever. But it could happen. Steve is in San Francisco, first time caller line on Coast to Coast, coming up on the top of the hour. In our first hour of part two of the prediction show, if you missed it last night, you can go back and listen to it on the Coast Insider. If you're signed up, if you haven't, you can find that at coasttocoastam.com. Steve?
Happy New Year, Ian.
Happy New Year. What's your prediction for 2012?
Well, before I get started on that, you mentioned something about the JFK thing, how someday some shoebox is going to open, someday it's already happened. Billy Bob White, the son of Roscoe White, discovered his father's confession that he's the man behind the Grassy Knoll that blew his Kennedy's head off, and this man was killed in an oil field accident in Texas 2 years after.
So well,
already that's come out. Roscoe White was the man behind the Grassy Knoll. His son came forward for fear of his life, but he'd be next if he didn't come forward. And this will all come out that Nixon was behind this.
Nixon? Tell me more about that.
Well, if you go to Time Magazine and you read the bold print from cover to cover a week before the murder, dated November 2263, the bold print reads, "Something on the move. Who's letting blood? Richard Nixon, who everybody's talking, the sound of footsteps, 10 stoplights, danger professor at work, ambitious but in need of everything, colliding ambitions, total hostility, gentleman in charge of the firing squad, Texas talk, brass alas, meatball Kennedy, I've got a nice bastion face, gentleman's disagreement, you from the street, doing the possible, don't wait for Thanksgiving, M16 on the firing line, Colt's new rifle, blockbuster and bus."
Okay. Interesting. I think that story of, I was just looking up the Roscoe White story, that's been around for a while yet. And I think there have been a few people who have claimed that they were the man on the grass. You know, but I'd like to look into more of that. That's one aspect of the story that for some reason I don't know nearly enough about. So I'll go take a look at that later on tonight. Jeff is in St. Paul on Coast to Coast, as we're heading up toward the top of the hour, first hour of the part two of the prediction show. Jeff?
Yeah, hi, Ian. Thanks for taking my call. Happy New Year.
And to you, what do you see happening in 2012?
Well, there are currently war games going on but right outside Iran with the Fifth Fleet there from the U.S. and Iran,
right,
firing some missiles and also practicing mining the Strait of Hormuz. So just like how the U.S. Attacked Iraq under false pretenses, from the IAEA, that they had weapons of mass destruction, that the U.S. will impose sanctions on Iran in July. And in turn, Iran's going to close the Strait of Hormuz and mine it. And then on October 23rd, 2 weeks to the election, 2 weeks prior to the 2012 election, the West and the United States is going to launch a bombing campaign on Iran from the Persian Gulf and also from Afghanistan, to help Obama get reelected. And then China and Iran's trading partners, China and Russia, realizing the United States can never repay their debt, are going to back Iran, and it's going to be World War III.
Okay, that's a lot. You're going out on a limb on that, but you've made it official. So we'll be watching for that for 2012. Your predictions coming up. Interesting, I found some predictions from Reuters for 2011. One of their predictions was to watch for a disturbance in countries with elderly rulers and no visible succession plan. Egypt's Mubarak is 82 and has had health problems. His son waits in the wings, but there is no certainty to succeed his father. Boy, they predicted there would be turmoil in Egypt. They turned out to be right. I don't think they realized how right they were going to be. When it was time to get Mubarak out, they didn't wait for him to get sick before they kicked him out. It'll be your chance to make predictions coming up next hour. We'll give you all the numbers you need at the top of the hour, and I wish nothing but success for John B. Wells starting next week on Coast to Coast. I'm hoping that'll be his best year ever. And to everybody on the Coast family, too, I've got some closing thoughts on that at the very end of the program. On Coast to Coast, this is Ian Punnett.